什么时候当中这个计划是当中好像不对起码通白呢还是计划当中计划当中啊计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个计划当中的那个 파가산 팀도 하던 치화들에 다디 다 팀구여를 빼나 가서서 저만 좋다 침나라고 통과했나 그렇게 침나디 통해 옹시 중구도 와 빼나 봐봐 다디 침나디 통해 옹시디 다 참아래 말해서는 다 침나디 옹시디 침나디도 참아라 와 봐봐 뒤에 但我在努力，那么些习惯的培养过，呀，身边的年关。
Okay, there was a question. You remember the towards the end, at the end of the last class, there was a question about, you know, whether the eye consciousness that sees a shadow, whether that is valid or not, right? Yeah. So here we are talking about.How our mind works, yeah. Okay, so you just pay attention, yeah. So with respect to what it is apprehending in the shadow, the eye consciousness perceiving the shadow is valid, yeah.
그러나 꼭 그렇으나, 다 짐나, 다 뭐게 짐아디 짐바 다 짐아래 대하러 와, 와 온실이 보고 동거여래, 온실이 신기여래, 내 짐나인 바, 다 온실이 도구여래.
So the eye consciousness apprehending a shadow is a valid because shadow exists in the way it is apprehended, exists in the way it is appears, right? The eye consciousness seeing shadow realizes shadow, isn't it? It apprehends shadow, it realizes the shadow, yeah. It knows it's a shadow, yeah.
What is samadhi? 다 대단념도 다 진마도 또배 옹시에 운도교에 내가라 대단념도 야 택송근도지 개최하지 다디 똑바 택송지 똑바 차도여래 제가 택송사기로 진마디 신고할 때 나양 대단념도 택송근도지 념도 죽바지 용죽으로 가산 다디 진마디 다 가리게 진마이 났어 로와 다 로마딘데게 진나이나 지우게 진나이나 가리이면 다 탕이스 똑배
Okay, so you see with your eyes, you see a shadow. So the eye consciousness appearing a shadow realizes shadow. It's valid, yeah? It realizes shadow as it is, right? But at the same time, while the eye consciousness apprehending shadow is in operation, at the same time, it is possible to have a thought wondering about the nature of the shadow. Is it a shadow of a leaf? Is it a shadow of a bird, for example? So it's possible to have a doubting consciousness, isn't it? Yeah. That is two pointed, right? Not sure exactly what the shadow is.
독신이 제가 택좀 세디 다 된다겠다네. 택좀 세디. 가래에 나와서 다 도박사 되는데 택좀 세다 돈다
So the thought that wonders, you know, kind of like wonder what shadow is it? Is it a shadow of a leaf, a shadow of a bird? So that is what we call doubt, doubting consciousness. Yeah. And doubting consciousness is one of the is included within the sevenfold division of consciousness, right? So let's say in reality it is a shadow of a bird. Yeah, so it's a shadow of a bird. So the eye consciousness sees a shadow, but at the same time, is wondering, you know, what shadow is it, you know? Right? There's a time where you have a doubt, right? What shadow is this? While in, let's say in reality, it is a shadow of a bird, but you know, you're not sure. You're thinking, hey. So you see here, there are two consciousnesses here, two different minds, right? On one hand, you have an eye consciousness apprehending a shadow, and this eye consciousness is valid. It's apprehending shadow as it is, yeah. But yet, at the same time, there is a thought wondering what shadow is it? There's doubt, basically, yeah. So it's two different minds operating, yeah? You can could say at the same time,
right? Oh, that that 가르쳤나? 다 쇼파 팀아 직발이셔. 지우 그 쇼파 팀나다 직발도 없으니 균전티 내 거에 다 지우 팀아 레스니다. 반로디 타직도 봐. 뒤져 송치. 다 레니 로이 탁쳐 가시시. 다 대라 이슈스에 되는 거지.
오케이? So you are seeing a shadow. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I'm not sure, what exactly is that? Is it a shadow of a bird, a shadow of a leaf, whatever? So it's doubt, you know. But then, you know, after some, you know, you think about it, you know. You think about it, you know. After some thinking, you conclude, you know, in your own mind, you think, that is definitely a shadow of a bird. Oh, because you have a reason, yeah. You have a reason, you think, oh, because it looks like a shadow of a bird. So therefore, because it's the shape of a bird's shadow, it looks like a shadow of a bird. So therefore, it must be a shadow of a bird. Yeah. So you have this kind of conclusion in your heart. Yeah. Ah, it's like that. So then the doubt is transformed into correct belief. It's correct assumption. Correct assumption. With the doubt in your mind, then you start to think about it. Then you know, because you may think, oh, it looks like a shadow of a bird. Therefore, you conclude in your mind, oh, definitely there is a shadow of a bird. Yeah. While in reality, it is true that it is a shadow of a bird. But, and your mind has concluded correctly that it is a shadow of a bird. But nevertheless, this mind, if it's just an assumption, it's just an assumption. He has not realized that it is a shadow of a bird. You know? It's not a valid cognizer yet. It's not a valid cognition of it being a bird shadow. Because in order to have correct belief, you know, assumption, it's just an assumption. You can make assumptions and which accords with the reality. But you can make assumptions out of all sorts of reasons, you know. Many of which can be wrong. You can put whatever reasoning, you know, but it's a wrong reason, but you arrive at the correct conclusion, you know.
Oh, that you just said it in this, that one, right? That you say, young Tawa, men are young, that turn over Nessel, Yoba Nangshin, that Lodi, that Tichola, that Tacho, but you would not. That you just said it.
So, a correct assumption is like that, or correct assuming consciousness, or correct belief, yeah. So correct belief is a mind, or correct assumption is a mind that, you know, that is a decisive conclusion that accords with the reality of that object, you know. But it is a conclusion that is not necessarily reached with a correct reason. So, correctly assuming consciousness, you know, whatever it apprehends, yeah, has to exist in reality as it is. Okay? So therefore, you see, in the definition of a correctly assuming consciousness, it's a factually concordant, yeah? Factually concordant determinative knower. It's a factually concordant determinative knower,
yeah? So therefore, you
see, from this, you know, it is important to memorize the definition of a correctly assuming consciousness in order to know what correct assumption is, you know. Of course, that's not the full definition. Yeah, that's just part of the definition, right? It's not complete yet, but we're just pointing out one part of the definition. Yeah. Maybe it's the handout dated 3rd July. Then it's possible for that correctly assuming consciousness to be transformed into a valid cognizer. You know, in your mind, yeah, you conclude that it is a, you have this correct assumption that it is a bird's shadow. But, you know, you may not have arrived at it to a valid reason, you know. But then subsequently, then you happen to see, you know, you look up, you happen to see there's a bird flying there. And then just below on the ground, then there is the shadow of that bird, you know. Based on that, you're very sure, yeah, that that is the bird's shadow, isn't it? Right? Then suddenly, then your eye consciousness then becomes an eye consciousness apprehending bird's shadow, yeah. Then in your mind also you know there is a bird's shadow, right?
Okay, that's the seven minds. Seven minds. Huh? Oh, that lock she said that one mess, huh? That lock she said. That tell us that you chimna imbache. Chima imbala. That rangi, that lone chimares. Zimbit, lojum gudua. That is lo lokshe shagua. Lo jinzen. Tik sunche, that on day. That you chima imbachila, that lone chimare, zimbit lojum gudua. That is lo lokshe shagua.
So while it is a bird's shadow, but then if you apprehend it to be a shadow of a leaf, so the mind apprehending it as a shadow of a leaf would be a wrong consciousness, yeah? Wrong, yeah? That's salah. So a consciousness which apprehends a bird's shadow to be a leaf's shadow, that is a wrong consciousness, yeah. Because this mind has what as its principal object? Leaf shadow, isn't it? Right? So, if you look at the definition of wrong consciousness, what is it? It is a knower which engages its object erroneously. Engages its object salahly. So, wrong lah. Erroneously, you know, right? Erroneously, yeah. So, erroneously, yeah.
That got to send topas in and did that, Tinema Tambo that go. That Samaji Jiggy got it, and you can't send up for it that. Chu Timajim Samaji Jiggy. Samaji Jenny, that in it. Young man to that go. Tampa Jane Dugala, go Tinshero, that Tinshero, and go Chishi Chaguare. Chishi Nibane, and go Timbo Tambato Chatway. Rova that. And he took in it till that.
So
After you have generated a valid cognizer, realizing bird's shadow. The second moment of that valid cognizer and so forth, whenever you remember that bird's shadow, you know, basically from the second moment of that cognition and so forth, all those are subsequent cognizers. And because it is a knower that realizes what has really been realized. Right? So yeah, this is because I don't remember exactly the question, but you know there was this thing that was brought up last lesson right towards the end. It's about this the shadow. Yeah, so the eye consciousness apprehending a shadow, that is valid. Yeah, it's valid with respect to what it's apprehending is a shadow, isn't it? Yeah, but yet at the same time, it is possible to have doubt. Yeah, what exactly that shadow is. Yeah, so you can doubt. Yeah, you wonder. Yeah, so at that time, you don't have any valid conviction of a bird shadow, right? Right?
Oh, Tuxin, that's it, you are. And she's a go. Carry to my name, Samadi, Chile, Chigdo, a top of Mambo, says, and a chita, Topache, Dine, and a casual, you judge it, Dine, Chine, Samuel, Chimot. Carry to my name.
So at that time, there isn't any valid conviction of a bird's shadow. Yeah, but slowly, you know, with through thinking and through this process, you know, then you may then reach a correct assumption, yeah, a correct believing, or generate a correctly assuming consciousness, and then only then, subsequently, then you have a valid cognizer, apprehending bird's shadow. So on the basis of this example, then you know, you try to have a rough understanding of this sevenfold division, yeah, consciousness. What exactly is a wrong consciousness? What is doubt, and so forth? Correct assumption, and then a valid cognizer, yeah. Okay. So based on this, you know, you try to have a rough understanding of this sevenfold division, and then you try to apply, it to other examples, yeah.
That year, some of the time, the one that teller chewed Timmy Machet. That Timana Onshe is doer. That teller that chewed Timadi Nanga de Nangamadis.
Okay, so there's a bird's shadow.
Nobody deposit, but none of the man on the sense of Dongo.
So there is a bird shadow there, yeah, on the ground. So the shadow appears, yeah, to the eye consciousness that brand it, yeah. So the question is, does bird shadow appear to the eye consciousness that brand it?
Is your mind working? Turn last, that you to my image. What? The Timana Onshito, the Tamaras, the Sigapsarwa.
In reality, it is a bird's shadow.
Wake up, mind, little bit, yeah. Like that, cannot go inside. Little bit, shake your head, yeah.
You know bird's shadow? Bird's shadow, yeah. So there is a consciousness to which the bird shadow is appearing to, isn't it? The consciousness to which the bird shadow is appearing to is a valid cognizer. I already explained just now, right? It's valid with respect to what is appearing, right? Right? It is valid with respect to the shadow, yeah? Isn't it?
You agree with that?
Agree or not?
Okay. Oh yeah. That to shadow gana. Ti chu chimala chama maimba ta shobarwa. Chu chimala chama marwa onse.
So this consciousness is not a valid is not a valid cognizer with respect to bird's shadow, isn't it?
You agree with that or not? No? It is valid? How come it's very simple, you are not getting. There's two things, yeah? Two things. Yeah, I don't know. In reality, it's the bird's shadow. Okay? When you see the shadow, your eye consciousness understand the shadow. Okay, but your eye consciousness doesn't understand the bird shadow. Okay, it's clear. If he realized the eye consciousness realized the bird shadow, then the person doesn't have the doubt. The person doesn't have this is shadow, isn't it? Because he realized the shadow. That's why he don't have the doubt whether this is shadow or not. But person have the doubt what kind of shadow that one. So that means he don't realize the bird's shadow. The shadow is the bird's shadow. He don't realize that. Okay? Very clear. Yeah. I think you understand very well. So.
What was it? Next question is what kind of bird? Yeah?
Yeah, it's valid. This is the first thing I told you. That is the gala. That Tedo, the Tedo, Unshe de la, she would chimati, Nangre, Nangamara, as the two.
So, to the eye consciousness apprehending shadow, does bird shadow appear? The question is appear, not realize. I'm not saying that it's.
Okay, just leave it simple. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all right.
So, remember when we were talking about collective engages? It was clear that whatever appears to a collective engager or the direct perceiver is not necessarily ascertained. Everything can appear, but not everything that appears is ascertained. Yeah.
What in the that? Okay, there's no. Okay, just leave there. So, got it. That's simple. Ah, that's your one, no? That's
your one. So, if you have a question, one question.
About the shadow, yeah.
Hi.
Okay, Geshe-la, I have a question about the subsequent cognizer. According to what Lamazupa used to teach, he said that when you see something like, okay, the bird, the first time you see it, it appears to you fully, like collective engager. But immediately after that, it is an you see an inherently existing bird. So,
first moment there's no inherently existing bird.
First moment there's no. But after that, an inherently existing bird appear back to you. So when you talk about subsequent cognizer, is it valid in the sense that are you seeing the inherently existing bird or the bird as it is? That means not inherently existing. Yeah. So that's my question.
Tenet's perspective are you asking? Because according to the Sutra school here, if it exists, it's necessarily truly established. Existing from his own side, existing inherently, necessarily so, yeah. Right, isn't it? According to this school, right?
Yeah.
Especially, remember the definition of specifically characterized phenomenon? A phenomenon which exists by way of its own character without being imputed by thought, consciousness, or term, yeah. Right, from the side of the object, isn't it? There's something coming from the side of the object, yeah.
I see. Okay.
Oh, to see. That Chiban Tanda, the Jesus, and I got Chamba to Chagra, that's not the Chamba, so you can't not talk between you, like Tinkito. Rapen a Chamba of Chasin, top of Chisel of Chasin, not Tonsa was Lion Tinkito. You didn't mind the Tosa, Lion Chamba Sajim, that is Chisel.
So if you think about memories, yeah. You know, remembering something. You're remembering something that you have really realized, yeah. Isn't it?
So,
yeah, remembering consciousness is basically a conceptual subsequent cognizer, yeah. Yeah, so remembering consciousness is remembering what you realized earlier, isn't it? What you understood earlier, isn't it? Yeah, so remembering consciousness is a subsequent cognizer. It's a conceptual subsequent cognizer, yeah. So, you have an eye consciousness apprehending blue, right? An eye consciousness apprehending blue.
Last time people are boring about the blues, yeah? So we change the pink.
Let's see whether it helps you understand better or not. Some people say change the example, make it easier to understand. And that's the difference.
change the thing. Okay, no.
So, an eye consciousness apprehending blue is a direct perceiver. It is a sense consciousness. And it is a valid cognizer, yeah. Right? So, an eye consciousness apprehending blue is a direct perceiver, yeah. And specifically, it is a direct, it's a sense direct perceiver. Okay, so the eye consciousness apprehending blue is a sense direct perceiver apprehending blue. After the generation of a sense direct perceiver apprehending blue, a mental direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated. Following that, after the sense direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated, then mental direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated. After that, then you have a conceptual consciousness apprehending blue. So this is the order. So, first you have a sense direct perceiver apprehending blue. Right? After that, you have, so sense direct perceiver apprehending blue realizes blue, yeah. It apprehends blue, yeah. Then, following that, you have a mental direct perceiver apprehending blue. But in the continuum of an ordinary being, blue is not realized. Yeah, by this mental direct perceiver apprehending blue. Okay, so the mental direct perceiver apprehending blue in the continuum of an ordinary being does not apprehend blue, does not realize blue, because it only this mental direct perceiver apprehending blue in the continuum of ordinary being lasts only for a very short moment, even the shortest moment of time. Yeah. Because it's so brief, so instant, so brief, you know, an ordinary being cannot, you know, cannot basically cannot apprehend it, cannot realize it.
Oh, that teacher la, ani sita, ta umbo nipe, ta topas, ta mungo topas ni teacher la ta umbo ta umbo topa ti teacher la teacher, ta mungo topa ti umbo tokorwa ta.
After the mental direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated, and it's generated for the smallest of moments, yeah. After that comes the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue, yeah, thought thinking blue. This mind realizes blue. The conceptual thought apprehending blue realizes blue.
What does it mean? 세상 다 문진 똑바디 가서 쉬었는데 문진 똑바디 다 몸보 똥도 가나 냐버도 다 거튼지 뒤지 다 몸보 똑바지 둔지 맞겨봐 치지. 그럼 뭐 똑 밑에. 똑 보라 밑에.
Yes, we have as a, we have discussed this, you know, in the previous lesson, right? Conceptual consciousness, apprehending blue, does realize blue, but it can only realize blue by way of generic image of blue, yeah, or by way of the meaning generality of blue. Yeah, he has to realize blue by way, depending on the medium. This, which is the meaning generality of blue,
yeah.
So what I've mentioned here is just you know, for the purpose of trying to gain some very rough understanding of how the mind works here. Okay, because in reality it may not be exactly like this, depending on whose view you take. The different scholars have a different take on this issue, yeah. So it is a very complicated issue, yeah.
To understand the logic of this mental direct perceiver not realizing blue, can I just also compare it with the first moment of the sense direct perceiver apprehending blue? The way the direct perceiver apprehends blue is together with its first moment and subsequent moments. Therefore, can I also say that then, because the first moment of a mental direct perceiver does not realize blue, it follows also that the first moment of a sense direct perceiver also do not realize blue, and is only able to realize blue through its subsequent cognizers, which are direct perceivers.
먼지 미식지지 담보스나 또 기지가 못지에요. 기지에서 두대 기지 마스나네 건네서 가가라와. 기지 담보스나 고 윈다. 어 기지 담보디 지마지야 거 지마지 삼당거라와.
Well, it depends on I mean how you define the first moment of comprehension by the sense direct perceiver apprehending blue, yeah.
Yeah, I also have this qualm also, whether the first moment is first time you see in your lifetime, and after that it's no longer first moment, because there's this different schools have different takes, yeah. Some say it is first moment in lifetimes, others are not. Huh? First moment of a lifetime that is asserted to be
the thing. So the new in the definition of a Vedic cognizer refers to the first time in the life.
Yeah, that's what I understand. So other times would not be considered a new in first time, yeah.
And as for the moment we are talking about, we're not talking about the smallest moment of time, but like a finger snap.
164.
Yeah, 164, depending on which school. I don't know, how do you translate in English? It's like the instant it takes to complete an action. I mean, literally, that's what is in Tibetan. Yeah. But there's a standard term, I think. I don't know how to translate.
So how does then one understand the way the sense direct perceiver is able to realize blue also for the, well, I don't know what you call it. That moment you see, you are able to, that blue, the aspect of blue appears to you, but it's not realized for the first time in your life.
You mean you're looking at blue again?
Yes.
And then?
That first moment that you look at blue, but not the first time you realize it in your lifetime.
Okay.
Is that considered a likely cognizer for this school? And also, how, if it is, then how, you know, is it able to realize blue? Because of the memory of the, I don't know. Just I'm trying to ask, ascertain how does this, you know, initial moment, which is not the first moment that you realize it in your life, you don't call it a valid cognizer anymore. So that means there's a subsequent cognizer. As a baby, first time you realize blue. Then subsequently, many years later, you see blue again. But that time you see blue for the first moment, that is not a valid cognizer. Because valid cognizer is asserted to be the first time as a baby you realize blue. So the first moment of that...
Blue is what kind of blue? So you talk about the same blue or different?
Same blue.
Same blue, then becomes the second time, not the first time. You're looking different blue, then...
So same blue, but then different time, then there's considered a second moment already.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
The same blue seeing second time become subsequent cognizer.
Like the mat like that. The floor mat that you're sitting on.
Green blue.
So, as I mentioned before, it is very important to gain an understanding of the sevenfold division of consciousness on the basis of having memorized the definition. On the basis of having memorized the definition, then you try to compare. You know. For example, there are the two valid cognizers there. What is the difference between a direct valid cognizer and an inferential valid cognizer? Based on the definition. Then after that, then you go on to the subsequent cognizer and so on and so forth. No? After you have a rough understanding with the definitions memorized, then you should just throw in all sorts of illustrations. No? Just take any example, any specific mind, you know, as a subject. You know, then you bring it up and see, okay, is this any of the seven consciousnesses here now? Or is there something that is not part of these seven consciousnesses?
Anybody see some kind of mind which is not part of seven mind? You have an example? Yeah, find out some example. Is possible? Huh? just dream, Lord. There's so many dreams. Which dream? Wrong consciousness.
Yes.
Wrong consciousness. Now, because of this, I want to know.
Okay, this one I think we have to consult the expertise of Tek Fong. Tek Fong, you know, his dream elephant, right? Remember? So there's a consciousness to which the dream elephant appears, right? Okay? That consciousness to which the dream elephant appears, between sense consciousness and mental consciousness, it is a mental consciousness. Between conceptual consciousness and non-conceptual consciousness, it is non-conceptual. So it is in this case, a dream consciousness, this one, is a wrong consciousness. And it is a non-conceptual wrong consciousness. Okay, so you're dreaming, the consciousness of dreaming of an elephant is a wrong consciousness because it is, as the definition says, it is a knower which engages in object erroneously. What is the object? What is this consciousness dreaming of elephant engaging in? It's engaging in the dream elephant, isn't it? It's engaging in the dream elephant and it takes the dream elephant to be a real elephant. So real, yeah. It's a real elephant, you know. A dream elephant is not elephant, isn't it?
You still doubt?
Okay, so what is the difference between a mistaken consciousness and a wrong consciousness? The analysis has to be done on the basis of the definition. So it's very important to be like this, the definition at the fingertip. So, what is the definition of wrong consciousness? A knower which engages its object erroneously, isn't it? And the definition of a mistaken consciousness is a knower that is mistaken with regards to its appearing object. Yeah. First, we have to get these two fixed. Yeah. Very clear? And then we analyze. Okay, so now we try to look at see the difference between a mistaken consciousness and a wrong consciousness, yeah, on the basis of their definitions. Just to give an illustration, a conceptual consciousness apprehending vast. Specifically, an inferential valid cognizer realizing vast. Inferential valid cognizer apprehending vast, yeah? Okay? An inferential valid cognizer realizing vast is not a wrong consciousness, isn't it? Yeah? What is it? It is a new incontrovertible knower, yeah? It is incontrovertible with respect to its principal object. What is its principal object? Vas, isn't it? It's trying to realize vas, getting at vas. It realizes vas, isn't it? So with respect to vas, it is valid. And it is a newly incontrovertible,
yeah?
So, we have established that this mind is a valid cognizer, isn't it? It's an inferential valid cognizer apprehending. Vas is a valid cognizer, yeah? Because it is newly incontrovertible with respect to its principal object, vas. It gets its vas, it realizes vas. And because it is a valid cognizer, it's necessarily not a wrong consciousness. Clear? Because valid cognizer and wrong consciousness are mutually exclusive. There isn't a common locus between the two of them.
Oh, 독실해. 다 대도 다 그래 하잖아. 순식간에 분주도 골라라. 아? 분진 잡아. 다 분바 분바 또 잡아 참아 나봐 있나? 다 참아를 돼야 주셔야 했어요. 너 녹셔 말해 주셔야 했어요.
Okay, so the inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas is not a wrong consciousness. It is a valid cognizer. But while it is not a wrong consciousness, it is a mistaken consciousness. It is a mistaken consciousness, yeah. Definitely,
yeah.
Why is an inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas a mistaken consciousness? You have to go back to the definition of what a mistaken consciousness is. A mistaken consciousness is a knower that is mistaken with regards to its appearing object. What do we say earlier about the appearing object of a thought consciousness, of a conceptual consciousness? It's necessarily permanent, isn't it? It's right. The appearing object of a conceptual consciousness apprehending vas is not the actual vas itself, right? It is the meaning generality of vas, right? And this is this meaning generality is an imputed factor. A factor that's imputed by thought, isn't it? And therefore it's necessarily permanent,
yeah.
So whatever that appears to the conceptual consciousness apprehending vas is not posited to be its appearing object, but rather the factor which is an imputation by thought, that appearance as vas, yeah, that is posited to be the appearing object of the conceptual consciousness apprehending vas. Therefore, the mental image of vas, specifically, more technically, like meaning generality of vas, yeah.
어떻습니까? 다 똑바로 본받다나 된데 본진 잡아 잡아다나 본받는 날에 나와디 본받 말해 본받는 날에 나와서나 딱배 차지 또 또배 딱 잠시 차지요.
So the appearing object of the conceptual consciousness apprehending vas, or the appearing object of the inferential valid cognizer apprehending vas, is the appearance appearing as vas, yeah. This appearance appearing as vas is not the actual vas, yeah.
본질 똑바라 또는 본질 똑바들라 본발은 나왜 나와지 본발에 대해서는 말했어.
Yeah, this appearance as a vas to the conceptual consciousness apprehending vas is not the actual vas, right? Mental image of vas is the actual vas, not.
뭐 그런 게 똑바라 쓰나에 나와지 쓰레베스.
So now, okay, now you visualize, we are like doing puja. A lot of gold and diamond. So whatever you're thinking now, the gold is gold. Nah? Whatever you're thinking now, diamond, is it diamond? Nah? Real diamond, actual diamond. Is it or not? You sure? So if this appearing as vase is the actual vase, or if this appearance appearing as gold is the actual gold, then you would absolutely follow that there will be no poverty in the world. If what you think that the mental image, you know, appears is the actual object, you
know.
Okay, what is the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness of Brahmani Vas? What is the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness of Brahmani Vas? Is the appearance appearing as Vas, right? The appearance appearing as Vas, while it's not the actual Vas, appears as the actual Vas, right? You see? While it is not the actual Vas, While the appearing object is not the actual vase, it appears as the actual vase. It presents itself as the actual vase. So the conceptual consciousness apprehending vase is not able to realize, you know, its apprehending appearing object, yeah. Not able to realize that it is this appearance as appearing as vase is not the vase, yeah. So it's mistaken with regards to its appearing object. Do you know how conceptual thought is mistaken with regards to its appearing object?
How?
What is the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness of branding vas? Huh? Meaning generality of vas. Okay. The appearing object of your thought, thinking of vas, is the meaning generality of vas. The meaning generality of vas, while it's not the vas, appears as the vas. It doesn't appear as anything else, right? It appears as the vas. So if that's the case, then it is mistaken with regards to its appearing object, isn't it?
Okay. All right.
What is the relationship between the conceptual consciousness and the mental image? Are they one entity? What is the comparison of conceptual consciousness and its mental image? Are they one entity? If it is, then I have a problem. One is permanent, one is impermanent. If it is not, then what is the...
Same, emptiness of cup was same. So they are not one substantiality. Because they are not, conceptual consciousness and its appearing object are not one substantiality, not one substance, because one is a functioning. One is a permanent phenomenon, but whether they are one entity or not,
It looks like they are one entity.
Just one item. I need to think. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the Kalina Kuena wasn't done. This one, the Kazan Tibet. Kazan Shiva Nashine, said the Bati Yanko.
My question relates actually to something that was covered in the earlier lesson. I was trying to understand the eye consciousness and the sense consciousnesses and the sense powers. Yeah, seems to me that if someone is born blind, for example, although the eye consciousness exists, it cannot function because the eye sense power, it cannot arise because the eye sense power cannot function because the person, the baby, is blind from birth. Yeah. So I was trying to understand this in relation to mental consciousness and the mental sense power, because I'm still not getting a clear idea in my own mind what a mental sense power is. When will there be an occasion when there's a mental consciousness but it cannot function because the mental sense power is not functioning, you know? I'm just trying to connect whether there's such a thing, yeah? Like if someone was mentally disturbed or mentally ill, you know, is the mental consciousness still functioning through a defective mental sense power? Yeah. So I'm not getting a clear idea of that. Yeah.
Mental consciousness is not functioning at all.
It's not functioning at all. It doesn't function at all.
Everyone here not functioning.
That's what is it? Cow sense, is it?
Because I'm just not understanding what is this. You know, Ken Rinpoche has already gone to great lengths to explain to us what the sense power is. It's a clear form.
Physical.
Yes. Yeah, it's in its physical, you know. And I'm trying to understand about the mental consciousness arising through its uncommon empowering condition, which is the mental sense power. And I'm trying to understand what is this mental sense power. Because the sense powers of the eye sense power, yes, is quite clear. It's something that's physical. It's something inside on my ear or inside my eyeball or whatever, you know. And if I'm born deaf, for example, then I take it that the ear consciousness cannot arise because, and I could be wrong here, because the ear sense power it's not functioning because it doesn't function, yeah? But I'm trying to bring this analogy to the mental consciousness and the mental sense power. Because in medicine, they believe that mental illnesses actually have a physical basis, like, you know, chemicals in the brain not being in balance and so on. So I'm just trying to understand this. I'm having difficulties with
the
mental consciousness.
Question look like, what is mental sense power?
Correct, correct. Basically, what is it? You know, I'm not getting an idea of what it is. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I got your question now.
Yeah, sometimes a bit lost, so.
Yeah.
So, I think, I'm not sure whether it's in the notes, but you know, I think we mentioned this before, the mental sense power, what is it posited? It is any of the six consciousness which immediately precedes
human, that yiki, that get on shino so. But now,
So back to the example of the where we have a sense direct perceiver apprehending blue. So sense direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated, then it lasts for a certain number of moments, for however long. But when that sense direct, that specific sense direct perceiver apprehending blue ceases, immediately the mental direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated, isn't it? So this mental direct perceiver apprehending blue, what it is uncommon empowering condition, is a mental sense power, yeah? And for this consciousness, it is the sense direct perceiver apprehending blue that just immediately preceded it.
Okay, another easy way. Yeah, that's sense what? Sense direct perceiver which appears blue. Okay, you stay maybe 10 minutes. For example, if you stay for 10 minutes, the last minute, very last moment, is become the mental sense power. Okay? So that is mental sense power, yeah. For example, yeah. You got it? No? I can't do more than that. But before, Munzi Mishi, is it Tamati? Zogalami, is it Tamati? Shukushu, is it Tamati? You won't say that till I shall be at Tamatama. That is Jella, Tamasatu.
The last moment of a sense direct perceiver appearing blue, that last moment is a mental sense power.
Yeah, last moment. Okay? You just think that last moment. Okay? That telatene, that you want to take it to a tesla, once you want to escape, that once you want to, you're going to get your mother to the kitchen when you're going to get your
mother. Independence upon this last moment of the sense direct perceiver apprehending blue, which acts as the uncommon empowering condition, in the next moment, a mental direct perceiver apprehending blue is generated. But in a continuum of ordinary beings, it lasts only for the shortest of moments. Yeah. Devo.
Okay. Then. You got this mental sense power?
It doesn't quite make sense to me.
Huh? What?
It looks like you have to look at blue.
Huh?
You have to look at blue, and only after you turn away from looking at it, then you realize that it's blue. Because
what?
The last moment after you directly perceive it, right?
No.
You see what you mean?
We're not saying realize, we are saying mental direct perceiver apprehending blue. Oh.
What are you talking about?
But the mental direct perceiver apprehending blue comes after the direct perceiver has perceived blue at the end of the last moment. So during that time when the direct perceiver is perceiving blue, you don't realize blue, or do you realize blue?
Realized by who? Which consciousness?
I thought it's mental consciousness, it's conceptual consciousness that arises.
There are two consciousnesses, yeah. Either mental or sense, yeah?
Yeah.
So which one? When you're looking at blue, when your eyes see blue, your eyes consciousness is realizing blue, too.
Okay. But at the same time, you can think about it. Blue, I mean, can't you think about blue all during that period of time? Or I thought you can, right? Mental area. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense that it has to arise only at that last moment or the 10 minutes, you know.
Just give you example. You don't have to be last for 10 minutes. Can be 2 minutes. Yeah?
It can be for 5 seconds. 1 second.
5 second. Yeah. Just give you example. 10 minutes. Don't believe everything 10 minutes. Can be 2 minutes. Can be 1 minute, you know. Doesn't have to be 10 minutes there.
So it's like in the monastery there was an example, you know, a teacher was giving an illustration of a functioning thing, you know. Oh, functioning thing illustration is blue, yeah. So then the student thought that, oh, functioning thing is necessarily blue. Blue is
similar to your, you know. What we talk about just now? What to say? Back on that. But you don't need it. That's the question. That is, you don't need to go so far. That did it. That you won't say it. That. Rawa. Namshe to go. Kaya rawa. And the man talk was there. That you won't say it.
So the mental direct perceiver is posited as the thing that immediately comes after any of the six consciousnesses. So like the consciousness that arises immediately after the cessation of a sense direct perceiver apprehending blue, immediately coming after that is the mental direct perceiver appearing blue, yeah.
Oh, dear, shop. Chetan, that day, Mother Sometime, Chetan, that Sunday, you went to the Nala Mania, so secure to be near to my to the Kitchen Museum, Nigamaris, or the security. And after, won't she just to Daneta, Mumbo, Nibinish, Chinship, you may be called Topa Chagra. We eat most of the Topa, teacher, that Topa.
So anyway, you know, using this example of sense direct perceiver apprehending blue, once it ceases, immediately is followed by a mental direct perceiver apprehending blue. But it is said that this mental direct perceiver is an awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained for an ordinary being. Then after that comes the conceptual consciousness apprehending blue. Yeah, so isn't it? So it is the conceptual consciousness that induces an ascertainment of blue, yeah.
What to say? That in the mood, that talk about it, that shine, that the mumbo, the mumbo, my inbottom say, that dota, so talk about the shine in queer. Tom shake it, the mumbo, the dota said you, mother, the talk paper, monkshe, the go. The mumbo, the mumbo, my inbot say, the go castle. Tanya shake it, so talk about it, kinching in queer.
So it is the conceptual consciousness that induces attainment of blue, isn't it? Because it is the mind, the thought that thinks, oh, this is blue or this is not blue, isn't it? Right. Based on that, then you know, then you express, then comes the convention, the convention, blue, or what else, right?
What in the shop?
Today is basically all about direct perceivers. Yeah. So you read this on your own and think about it. Yeah. Think about the definitions. You can try and memorize it. And then if you have any questions, and then you read first. Okay, you read and try to understand it first. Okay. I mean, of course not now, lah.
Yeah.
So we will have to look at the direct perceiver, yeah. Because you know you can see there are four divisions: sense direct perceiver, mental direct perceiver, self knowing direct perceiver, and yogic direct perceiver. Yeah. Because these terms will come out very often, especially in the next module when we look at tenets. Yeah. So we have no choice but to get a rough idea of it now. And then in the future when we look at tenets, they will come up again. You know. So over time, you know, it becomes clearer.
Mosum will change to Kala, Ta Jukang Chick, Anne Topa Yula Jukang Chick, Aponita, Jukang Mendawashi. Topa Yula June to Kala, Chinji Jinne Yula Chukuyamas. Mosum will join to Kala to Chi Yukuyamas. Kalamu Bunis will come over the Tazan to Nantu. But today, Chabadas, the Rokuji, the Lord, never Chikwe.
So but what is really important is to understand the way in which direct perception and thought, how they work. Because the way they engage the object is different. Yeah? So you have to at least have a rough idea. You know? Like conceptual consciousness of thought can only apprehend its object by way of the meaning generality or the generic image of the object. Yeah? Isn't it? Whereas direct perception does not require the aid or the help of any mental image, generic image. Rather, it perceives the object as it is. And everything about the object appears to the direct perceiver. Yeah. So this is the minimum you must keep in mind.
What is that? Lori Dun says, Nam Shashi, Gore, the Lori Dungi, Tanga Shim, Ming Shingor, Ming Shim, Mijiba, Tonda Shingor, Singing Dinne, Sing Sim, the Lori Dun said, the Lagadu Sinita, Nabot Tachi, Charoji Sokwe, the Sings Simbetone, Tako Kualemwe.
Okay, so rough idea how direct perceiver and thought apprehend their objects. Their mode of apprehension. On the basis of this rough idea, then comes the sevenfold division of consciousness. First, you have to know what the seven are, the names. But that is not enough. You have to know their meaning. In order to know their meaning, you must. There's no other way out other than memorizing the definition. On the basis of memorizing the definition, then you can understand what these seven consciousnesses are. Yeah. Okay. This is the next step. This is what you have to do. Then we talked about valid cognizer, isn't it? What exactly is a valid cognizer? We always say valid cognition, valid cognizer. What exactly it is? It is a new, incontrovertible knower, isn't it? This is what a valid cognizer is. This is the definition. Then you try to understand, what does new refer to? What does it mean? What does incontrovertible? What does knower mean? So. By on the basis of the definition of a valid cognizer, you will be able to get a very clear idea of what a valid cognizer is, isn't it? It has to come, this clear understanding of valid cognizer has to come by depending on the definition, right? Which means you have to know the definition, right? You see, on the basis of this process, you know what the seven consciousnesses are, the names and the definitions. You know what is a valid cognizer, you know the definition of valid cognizer. Then, when somebody asks you, what is an AAA? Is an AAA a valid cognizer? And awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained, is it a valid cognizer? Then the answer is very clear, right? If you memorize that. Yeah? So, on the basis of going through this process, as Ken Rinpoche mentioned, right? So if you ask, is an AAA a valid cognizer? The answer should be immediate no. Like that. Immediately say no. No need to check more. So, in order to be able to say with definite certainty that an AAA is not a valid cognizer, it all depends on whether you know what an AAA is. And then you have to know the definition, isn't it? Or knower, right? There's a common locus of having a clear appearance of a specifically characterized phenomenon as its object of operation, and being unable to induce ascertainment of that specifically characterized phenomenon, which is its object operation. Yeah. The key word is unable to induce ascertainment of its object operation. Yeah. Isn't it? In the definition of an AAA, there's a couple of words there that this gives makes it very clear that it is not a valid cognizer. What is it? It is unable to induce ascertainment with respect to its object of operation. Yeah. Because a valid cognizer necessarily induces ascertainment of its object, isn't it? Necessarily realizes its objective. Similarly, if you were asked, is a wrong consciousness a valid cognizer? Then you must immediately also say,
No. But no, being able to say no is no big deal. Yeah? It's like true and false, you have 50-50 chance, right? But it's more important why you say no, because you would be asked, right, why? Yeah. So the answer is no, because of the definition of a wrong consciousness. A wrong consciousness is essentially a knower which engages its object erroneously. A valid cognizer is never wrong about its object. It never engages in its object erroneously. Okay.
어떠나
Similarly, is a CAC, correctly assuming consciousness, a valid cognizer? The answer is very clear if you look at the definition of what a CAC is.
가서나 참말라 밀로와 거래. 유저다 루아인 거래스. 루아다 밀로아니 신뢰야 말했어.
From looking at the definition, it's very clear. Why? Because a valid cognizer is a new incontrovertible knower, right? It is necessarily incontrovertible, right? Whereas a CAC, a correctly assuming consciousness, is a determinative knower that is controvertible with regards to its determining object. So there isn't any common locus between incontrovertible and controvertible. Basically, there's nothing that is both. You will not be able to find something that is both tio and potio, basically, you know.
Okay. 아따가나시 태섬 수도관은 다 체만 말해 쓴 납두고해. 다야 진짜 가르스나 다 태섬 증서 못한 것도.
Right. So, by if you ask whether doubting consciousness is a valid cognizer or not, the answer has to come by looking at the definition of doubting consciousness. So, the definition of a doubting consciousness is a knower which has qualms two-pointedly by its own power. A valid cognizer is never wishy-washy. A valid cognizer realizes its object completely. He has no 2 points or 3 points or 4 points or whatever. No. It never doubts its object. It has realized it completely. No qualms whatsoever, right? Isn't it? That's the definition of realization, right? A valid cognizer. Doubt is not like that, yeah? Doubt is like... So from this you can see, you know, in order to compare, you know this, there's different minds. If you bring any two minds to compare, if you don't know what they are in the first place, there's nothing to compare. You can only know what they are by depending on their definitions. So without knowing the definitions, there's no way to gain an understanding of what they are. So it's important, you really must memorize the definitions. Then you can compare. And then with this, then you should be able to figure out also slowly, you know, whether each of these consciousnesses are mistaken, non-mistaken, conceptual, non-conceptual, factually concordant or discordant, you know, no one realizes its object or does not realize its object, and so forth. Right? It all boils down to the definition.
어 대신 딱고 썸은 망보다 아니 말해 내가 다
So there are many things, you know, to think about. For example, how many possibilities are there between inferential valid cognizer and mistaken consciousness? Right? You see? Then you think about it, how many possibilities. And by engaging in this process, by knowing how many possibilities there are, what is the result? The end result is you are clearer at the end of the process as to what is an inferential valid cognizer and what is a mistaken consciousness. Yeah. Okay, so this is the homework, okay? Okay, you think about this, okay? How many possibilities are there between conceptual consciousness, tokwa dang, chushe la, okay? How many possibilities are there between inferential valid cognizer and mistaken consciousness? Okay, that's the first one, yeah? How many possibilities are there between inferential valid cognizer and mistaken consciousness? Second one, how many possibilities are there between a CAC and conceptual consciousness? How many possibilities are there between correctly assuming consciousness and conceptual consciousness? We got it? Third one, how many possibilities are there between wrong consciousness and mistaken consciousness? Okay, this is homework. You have to do this on your own, okay? These are the three things. Because by doing this, then the you know, you get a clearer idea about these seven consciousnesses. Yeah. So you have to do this on your own. Because in order to understand this topic, yeah, just listening alone, yeah, will never get you any understanding. You have to think about it. If you don't think about it, no way. There's really no way to understand this topic. Yeah. So, when you do your homework, please do not look at page 4 of the handout dated 3rd July. Of course, the answer is there. But if you look at the what is in the chart and you do the homework, it's a waste of time. When you're doing homework, don't look at page 4 of the handout dated 3rd July. The answer is there, of course. But if you look, it defeats the purpose, yeah. The most important thing is not so much as to whether the answer is yes, no, or possibly both. You know, I mean, the most important thing is why. Why you think or why you say yes or no. That's the most important thing.
Okay. Maybe now, I think maybe 5 minutes, Xiaoqian, maybe she'll give some talk. Okay.
Hello, sorry, this is last minute. My first day that I come to ABC is actually my the first LORIC class. That was like 8 years ago, not this one. I think I'm a very different student then and now. When I go to class, I'm actually good in my attendance. You know, I try to attend all the classes. But the thing is that I only listen, just like Kiran Buji say, I just stop at listening. So I actually didn't study at all. So I never print anything, I never print any notes. I didn't even take the exams. So when I come to the second basic program, then I realized that taking exam is very, very important. And I regret that I didn't take exam the first time because I learned so much. So I'm actually here to encourage people to actually study. And I also want to let people know that actually you can hear a lot of people have difficulty coming to class. They have a lot of commitments. But I also think that we have to set our priority right, or if we can, because I find that setting priority make a lot of difference. If you see some old-timer, you can see that, whatever we want to do discussion, the same people will just turn up, you know. So how come some people can't and then some people can? I guess maybe some got better merits or the conditions allow. But I think we have to change our mindset. Like, you know, sometimes we have to... If you give priority to studies, then you know that the rest of them can give way, you know. And I think another thing is we need to study hard. The first time around, I never study. So I think study hard make a lot of difference. So there's no other better way, because if you don't study hard, there's no way that you can understand. Like for me, like this time around when I study, I just realized it's so difficult. So I have to study one page so many times. And then after that, when I study this, then I go back to the first page and study again. So when you do this, you keep doing this, and then actually you actually know better, much better. And I think we are very, very blessed, because we have Ken Rinpoche here, and we have translator, and we have people who do transcript for us. So I think if we don't grab this opportunity, like I have a second chance, you know, but I'm not so sure whether you have a second chance to do this again next 5 years later. I really don't know. So good luck to you. But I'm not going to take that chance, so I'm going to study very hard for my whatever. So now, for me, I can tell you that my mind is always like, okay, I want to do whatever. I finish my work, I want to go back and study, because I find that the module is very difficult. So, but then I think that the curious mind is very important, because when you're curious and you want to find out the answer, and the best is you try to, like, I'll try to find out the answer before I ask people, because I think that will stay in my mind better and longer than to conveniently ask somebody who is already, like, you know, the well-known one. And I think we have to do our part, lor. There's no way out, I feel, lah, unless you are super intelligent, like a few of them. But even then, you know, I know, like, Benny, he studied very hard, right? Every day after, every day he would do his revision. So I appreciate him a lot, because he really teaches us a lot. So we have, like, senior students who really guide us. So there's no other excuse, or there's no other... It's like a pure land all here, you know. If you come here, you can... Of course, there are places are not perfect, you know, but then, you know, this is samsara anyway, so we try our best. So I also think that getting blessing from the gurus and teacher and do a lot of merits help, because I know a lot of people... Maybe I'm a luckier one at the moment, because... I think I have the condition to come to class, and then I don't have to, like, work very late, and then I don't have a lot of commitment. So I guess maybe because I have a lot of merits in the past, but hopefully this merit continue. So I also can encourage people to actually create a lot of merits. So I believe that must be merits and hard work and priorities that add on to all these conditions that happen to us. So good luck, everybody. Please stay and don't go away. I hope I do my job.
Okay. So just I thought maybe good to share, you know, how they learn, how they are feeling, and you know, how they encourage themselves to study. You know, because some of them, they've been here a long time, 8, 9, 10, I don't know, 20, 50, I don't know. So, yeah, so long time here, so they have some experience. Not only, I mean, they've been come last class, complete one now, but again there are many of them still coming back to study, you know. So that's why those who come back again, you know, they already complete, they already know, you know. I'm wondering why they're coming back, you know. That's they already graduate, they already have certificate, you know. So they come back, still they enjoy, you know. So idea is just some of them can share how they feel, how they enjoy, you know. So just sharing. So not every day, okay, once a while I've asked some of them, they can share their experience, how they study, you know, what benefit they get. You know, why they studying all these difficult topics, you know. And after that, end of the day, what they get, you know, for them, so share some experience. So in this way, we're able to encourage everyone to work hard and studying the Buddhist philosophy. Yeah. So hope this sharing will help you to encourage. Okay? So all we are same, no different. Okay? Everybody can study, definitely. Yeah. What can be good, can be bad. It doesn't matter. But I think everybody can study. Yeah. Everybody have this merit to come here. I think there's no excuse, oh, I don't have merit to come here. I don't think so that. You know? So you study also, you have this merit within you. So now how much you want to put effort, how much you see the point. So then you put some effort, so hopefully, so you're able to enjoy the class. Okay? Once you enjoy, then my job is that's it. Okay? So that's the most difficult part in being as a teacher. This topic is extremely difficult. So I really don't know how to keep the flavor in your mouth. No? So I don't know. So that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I cannot go every single word. It's impossible. Yeah? So sometimes I don't see much point, because it will take a long time to complete. So what I'm trying to do is just giving some point, you know, something, try my best to relate, able to get some idea. Then, of course, you enjoy, then you go deeper. You know, read different book, you go deeper. Then you are able to understand better and better. Then you are able to enjoy the Buddha's teaching. You know, that's the whole idea. So I cannot go every single thing in the text, impossible. So, but I try to give some kind of flavor there, but sometimes it's really difficult. Yeah? So I don't know how to make the flavor. You don't know how to enjoy the flavor. So sometimes that makes it difficult. Yeah? So I will try. Hope you enjoy. Yeah? Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so finish off the